The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio and Aloha Weekend, this Saturday and Sunday here at AM 690 The Answer. And I appreciate you tuning in. This is Percy here, your host every week on Generations Radio. And as you guys may have seen, the August-September issue of Generations is out, featuring three beautiful women on the cover. And if you haven't gotten one yet, you better go look around because we're running out. I just got the word this morning we're running out. And we have to save like 3,000 for the Susan G. Komen race in October 13th. So pick them up if we can find them. Times Supermarkets, the pharmacy division, the library in the whole state, every library, big city diners, the YMCA, your doctor offices. But it's a great, great story about three women being affected by breast cancer. And as you guys know, it could be hereditary. My family was affected by that. But we have a great story about three women, Julia, we have Mina, and then we have Vivian on the cover there. It's one of the more popular issues we've ever done. It's a great story. Each individual person had a great story. So check it out. It's on the stands now. Like I said, it is running out. If you run out, let me know. You can email me, percy@generations808.com. You can also email me if you have any stories or nonprofits that serve seniors that do great work out there. We're always looking for stories. We're always looking for people. We're always looking for volunteers for our events. Don't forget to email me, Percy, P-E-R-C-Y, at generations808.com. As you know, our website has a lot of resources at generations808.com. Click on the resources pages, and you'll see a lot of phone numbers, contacts, people that serve the seniors, and it's a great resource for you all. And don't forget, all our past radio and TV shows are there. Archives, so look at what topic you're looking for, whether it's Alzheimer's, caregiving, volunteerism, Medicare, Medicaid. Check it out. We got some great 1 hour shows there. We post them all there for you to enjoy. And if you have something issued down the road where you may not need a Medicare or Medicaid right now, you'll always have that there. So don't forget, we're always a resource for you. So anyway, this issue in August, September has some great stories about, there's one great story that I love. I don't know about you guys, but I love beets. And there's a great recipe called ginger balsamic beets. And it's a great recipe. We try to give you healthy aging tips like the one, What is Active Aging? By Jenny Terman from the KCC Kapuna Education Center. We also have a great full page spread there of the Dementia in the Family workshop. This is on November 16th. Saturday, November 16th, out at the Croc Center, out on the west side. So it's all day from 7:30 to 12:30. We're going to have 8 different workshops on aging and dementia specifically. Whether you have a family member or you're caring for somebody that has dementia, if you're a caregiver or CNA, if you're dealing with clients that have dementia, you definitely want to attend this workshop. We're going to have about 20 exhibitors that will be dealing with dementia from all different aspects. So something that we're sponsoring with another nonprofit, Hale Haole Hawaii. It's an adult day center in Aiea. And it's a great workshop, 7:30 to 12:30 at the Croc Center, Saturday, November 16th. So like I said, if you're dealing with somebody who have these issues of dementia, Alzheimer's, and even Parkinson's, check that out. So please RSVP. You can go online to RSVP. Look in the magazine. If not, give me a call or at 234-3117. There is a registration number. I'll give it to you right now. That number is, I'm flipping to that page, by the way. Where did that page go? That page is on. Just lost that page. Papa, where'd that page go? It's in the August-September issue of Generations Magazine. And I'm flipping through the pages, and I can't even find it. Here it is. It is on page 25. The phone number to call in is 808-798-8706. 808-798-8706. That's the Hale Haole number to RSVP. We have room for about 200 people. And so bring all your family. There will be vendors, exhibitors over there. So check it out. Today we're talking about long-term care planning. And actually, I was in Portland last week recertifying my designation. I am a designated certified senior advisor. It is a designation I've had since 2005. And I renewed it recently because they have updated the program to the point where it's an accredited designation. What does that mean, accredited? Accredited means somebody has reviewed the class, and there's basically two, three different organizations in the country that certifies class, makes it accredited, where it's just not a marketing accreditation. A lot of these accreditations, 90%, by the way, of accreditations you see with people's initials behind their name are not accredited. In other words, nobody has reviewed that program, no third party. There may be some CE to that, but it still have not been reviewed by a third party. There's about 4,000 designations in the country. Attorneys, financial advisors, realtors, everything in healthcare. Out of the 4,000 designations you can obtain, only 10% are accredited. Isn't that amazing? That means out of 4,000, only 400 are accredited designations. And there's only 1% that's double accredited, accredited by two of the agencies, and a certified senior advisor is one of those. So I'm proud to be a designee of the Certified Senior Advisor. If you're working with seniors, you definitely probably want to take this course. It's 25 different areas of aging that we go over in 3 days. It's a very rigorous test that you take after that. And it opens a lot of people's eyes. I was in a class. I was the only financial guy. Well, there's one Medicare lady there. All the rest were in home care, placement, nurses, owners of companies. A lot of these industries now, if you buy a franchise in the aging field, you have to have this designation, which is great because I've talked to a lot of people in the aging industry and don't know a little bit about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, or they have inaccurate information. So if you're dealing with somebody in the profession in the senior field, make sure they understand what they're talking about. Make sure they can refer you out. Because even though I only do reverse mortgages and I publish a magazine, I have to refer everything else out. I can't speak specifically about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, long-term care planning. So it's really, really important that you understand who you're dealing with because we see a lot of professionals in the field of aging talking about industries outside of their expertise, which is not a good idea. So check that out. Don't forget the November 16th event. And also, I did want to mention, since we got some time here, on November, let's see here, November 23rd is the City and County Parks and Recs Craft Fair. If you want some deals, go down to the Blaisdell. It's 9 o'clock to 1:30, 1 o'clock. It's at the Blaisdell. It's free. Just go on in. It's a craft fair. They're also going to have a karaoke contest, which is going to be a lot of fun. If you love to sing, bring your music as well. But we have a karaoke contest with a lot of prizes. But a craft fair is really, really good. And the reason why, a lot of it's donated or made crafts by the seniors in the clubs. So as you may know, there's 40 senior clubs on this island alone of Oahu. And they're all over the island. Every pocket community has a little senior center or senior club, and they meet once a week. to talk about senior issues, have speakers, go on excursions, go eat out, and they make crafts. So what this craft fair is for is to raise money for each individual senior club to raise funds for the whole year for their club. So it's a great great venue to be part of, and we got some really good deals. I bought a cute little a stool for me when I put on my shoes at my house. I actually sit on it every morning to put on my shoes, and it was like $10. But they do have a lot of great things. I buy my silk lays, the ones that you've seen pop up in the last 10 years, silk lays. Great deals for silk lays. So it's a wonderful time to go and enjoy your friends and family. Also as well to pick up some great, great crafts for the holiday season. Today we're going to be talking about long-term care. And like I said, in Portland last week, I actually ran into a friend of mine I've known for many years, Cindy Eisenhower. She's a nationally recognized expert on long-term care insurance. And she is a consultant. She teaches a class certified in long-term care, which is a designation you can get. But she's a national speaker. She goes around town. She actually spoke at our CSA, Certified Senior Advisor Conference, last week about the state of the industry and about long-term care. So she'll be calling in just a little bit. So my question, every time I meet with people, whether you're my age in the 50s or you're a senior over 62, 65, 70 years old, I always ask my clients, whether doing a reverse mortgage or not, or whether consulting about long-term care or Alzheimer's, I always ask them, what is your long-term care plan? And they normally kind of, I haven't thought about it, or I hope my children take care of me, or I have long-term care insurance. So it's really important to understand how long-term care insurance works, but let alone how and why long-term care is going to be an issue for you. Everybody's going to have to deal with long-term care, and it's something that we all have to identify at some point down the road, that who's going to take care of you when you can't take care of yourself. And that's one of the things that I've talked to every one of my clients or potential clients when they're looking at long-term care. Who's going to take care of you when you can't take care of yourself? In fact, I mentioned on the radio with Mike Buck that caregiving is going to be the biggest social and financial crisis we're going to see this century, because everybody's going to need some form of long-term care, and everybody's going to need some caregiver, whether it's your kids, you pay for somebody, or your spouse. But it's really going to be a huge, huge issue going down the road. The Medicaid beds, let alone the regular private pay beds, are about 90% full, or if not more. I don't think we're building a whole lot more beds out there, even though I know the Plaza Assisted Living just opened up in Kaneohe. I heard they're building a VA center in Maui, if that's not correct. If I'm wrong, let me know. But I believe it's on Maui. The Big Island has 90 beds in Hilo for the VA, but you have to be 70% disabled from active duty. So if you haven't have that, you can't go into those facilities. But it's really important to have that talk. So I was talking to somebody just last week at one of my workshops. I said, you know, who's going to take care of you when you can't take care of yourself? And the couple said, well, it's really hard to talk to my kids about that. And I said, yeah, it is. It took me probably 5-6 years to talk to my parents about buying long-term care insurance. They bought long-term care insurance at the age of 76 and 78. They're over 10 years older now. They have not used it yet, but they may soon. But it's something they need to really start thinking about. And so the lady said, well, it's really hard to talk to my kids about finances, let alone whether they can take care of me or not. I said, here's how I would do it. And you can use this or not. I said, listen, tell them your kids, when you know, this holiday season coming up, when you have a lunch or dinner, quiet time, with spouses or not of your children. So listen, hey, I went to a workshop, and the guy was talking about long-term care and caregiving, and he asked me a question I could not answer. And that question is, and look at your children in the eye and say, Paco, are you going to take care of me when I get older? And see what he says, or she. Because let me tell you, I'm 59. I would probably tell you, no less than 10 of my friends taking care of their parents right now, and they're all still working. People in the 40s and 50s today, have coworkers, teammates, friends, cousins that are dealing with long-term care right now. It is becoming a more popular topic to talk about. It's becoming a more popular topic to start planning. And even if you're in the 70s, you should start planning. If you're 80s, you really need to plan, depending on your health. But it's something that I think we all need to discuss with our children, with our financial advisor, with our attorney, if you have a trust, will, power of attorney, close friends, siblings. It's really important. And so Cindy Eisenhower, hopefully she'll be calling in very shortly. She's a national expert on long-term care insurance. She'll talk about the state of the industry for long-term care. One of her quotes that I have in front of me that she said, goes, for long-term care insurance, and you know, ask your spouse, do we have long-term care insurance? Why or why not? Because at least 50% of the people that apply for long-term care insurance cannot even qualify because of previous health issues. But anyway, the quote is, for long-term care insurance people look at the cost of long-term care insurance. You know, they say, she says, the policy is not the plan. The policy pays for the plan. So in other words, you and your spouse or you and your siblings need to start having a plan in place to really start, you know, understanding you're going to need a plan for your parents or even for yourself. Something that can be discussed with your children as well. So it's something that we all need to discuss. So we're going to have Cindy Eisenhower on here very shortly. And is that her on the phone? Okay. So we have Cindy Eisenhower on the phone. Welcome, Cindy, all the way from California.
Hi, Percy. Great to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're able to take some time out of your schedule. I was talking about how we met again in Portland last week. And, you know, we both worked at MetLife.
Yep.
I mean, and we had dinner with Joe Jordan. Joe Jordan, if you don't know, you can Google him. He's a worldwide speaker on aging on a world level. And he actually used to work at MetLife as well. So, Cindy, you know, we're waiting for you. I kind of prefaced the issue today of long-term care, but give our audience a little bit of a background on your experience, your knowledge, and where have you worked?
Well, I actually have been in the industry for about 35 years. I started as an agent with New York Life Insurance Company, and I had no idea why I was doing so well, but what I was doing was working, and I became the number two producer in the entire company in a short period of time. So they asked me to come inside and be what they called a long-term care consultant, which is actually a wholesaler of sorts, and I worked with New York Life in that capacity for the next 6 years, and then I went over to MetLife, where Percy and I worked together, and did the same thing for MetLife for the next 6 years. And then I went to John Hancock as the national training director. And about 2012, I'd had enough with traveling and went and opened my own brokerage firm.
Yeah, I mean, you traveled all over the U.S. and you've been in probably so many small towns there. But so let's go back. So MetLife is no longer doing new policies of long-term care insurance.
They're not.
John Hancock's not doing any more new policies in the nation either.
Nope.
And is New York Life still doing long-term care insurance?
Yes, they are.
They still have their own plans, I guess their own designated plans.
Yes, okay. For their captive agency.
Yeah, so I know you did a presentation for Financial Planners Association. Was that in the mainland last week or something, or recently?
Was about a year or so ago for one of the chapters.
Yeah.
And then I also spoke at the Northern California Financial Planners Association's conference.
Right. So I really wanted to get at your viewpoint because we're in Little Hawaii. Yeah, we do a lot of long-term care insurance, but I wanted to get your thoughts on the issue of long-term care because the Financial Planners Association, which I'm a national member of, I'm actually on the board here in Hawaii. There was a page about long-term care and the issue, and one stat caught my eye. It said 20 years ago, there were 100 companies offering long-term care insurance, and today they say there's 12. but now there's probably less than 10. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow. So what's the problem?
The problem is that the industry, the insurance industry, has figured out the problem is huge, and the problem is going to get bigger and bigger because of baby boomers. As they enter their golden years, and because of increased longevity, this is one of the largest financial risks that they face, and consequently, the insurance companies began to realize that they also faced. You put that in conjunction with the fact that Genworth and John Hancock's youngest claimants were 23 years old when they went on claim. People see long-term care planning as being something that is for the elderly, but the reality is, at any time in your life, if you're in an accident, Christopher Reeve was 42, if you're diagnosed with a disease that's degenerative, like Parkinson's or Lou Gehrig's disease, or, you know, anything like that.
Early onset dementia.
You may be going on claim at a much earlier age. So the carriers began to realize this is a big problem. And admittedly, in the early years of long-term care insurance, the actuaries did their best, but they were guessing. And because of medical advances, a lot of those guesses weren't correct. So the claims are something that the carriers began to realize they were concerned about, and the pricing of the products was incorrect in the early years.
Yeah, when I talked to people that had their policy 20 years ago, I was talking to somebody just last week. They had a policy. They got to be in the 80s now, maybe late 70s. And I think they're paying $96 a month, which isn't too bad. I thought, well, that's not too bad for 70-something years old. Their premium.
That's the other misperception, Percy, is people say to me all the time, but that insurance is so expensive in relation to what?
Exactly right.
Because the cost of care is phenomenally. It would be more like $8,000 to $10,000 a month for that couple, one of them.
Yeah. So I work with financial advisors, attorneys, CPAs, people in the aging world all day long. I talk to families all day long. And it's something that I think people need to wake up. And I really have to tell the financial world, they need to wake up as well. They need to start selling
absolutely.
This. You know, and it's a lot of it's their own personal opinions, personal thoughts on that, because if they knew the data, the cost of care rising, they would be selling more long-term care insurance. Give you a good example. I bought long-term care insurance last year at age of 58, and my premium, I think, is $2,300 a year. So when I say that to people, that's about $200 a little less than $200 a month. I said, "Do you think that's a lot?" They go, "No." Then why do you always tell people it's so expensive? You know, and well, that's today. I said, "Well, I'd rather pay that than pay $5,000 a month." You know, so it's something that our financial world needs to wake up as well. I hate to say that.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Long-term care expenditures in the 70s were about $20 billion in the United States. Today, long-term care costs exceed $225 billion.
Wow, that's tenfold in 40 years.
Yeah.
Almost 50 years.
Exactly. So with the aging baby boomers that are living longer than even their parents, and Lord knows in Hawaii, what's 80 is like middle-aged, you know, this is a big problem. And it's something that a financial planner needs to address. The other thing that's changed in the industry is that there are a lot more solutions for planning than there were 20 or 30 years ago.
Right, right. So we're just touching the tip of the iceberg here, Cindy, but I want to thank you for calling in. We're going to take a short break. Hang on there. We're going to short break, and for our audience there, we're going to cover a lot of more statistics. We're going to share with you to hopefully wake you up face to face to fan is, listen, I got to really talk to my wife about long-term care. So we're going to take a short break. Cindy, hold on, and we'll be right back.
All right.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. As you know, the August-September issue is out. We are running out, so please grab it while you can. If not, you're going to have to only watch, look at it online at generations808.com. But anyway, today we're talking about the State of the Union for long-term care, specifically long-term care insurance, with Cindy Eisenhower, a nationally recognized speaker and expert on long-term care insurance. Cindy, you know, thanks for calling in. You're calling in from, what, San Rafael out there in California, beautiful San Francisco area?
Yep, just a little north of San Francisco.
Well, hopefully we'll be there at the end of the year to come visit you, because we go to there quite a bit, at least once a year. But you threw out a scary number. In the 70s, the cost of long-term care was $20
billion?
Billion
dollars.
Wow. And today it's $225 billion.
That's correct.
Wow, that's kind of a scary thought. I mean, now if I was an insurance carrier, I'm going, yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So now there's less, probably 10 or less going on, and maybe it's a few going out of the industry. I'm with Mutual of Omaha, so I'm glad I'm still in around here, but it's scary.
Yeah, I would love to say I hope there's no more going out. And I think that the traditional long-term care insurance is sort of in a pattern right now where they're going back to the drawing board to sort of rework things, mm-hmm. we hope, because there are significant problems, but there are also, you know, a huge market, and it's something people need to think about.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Hawaii is the oldest state in the country, and yep. I think we'll continue to grow that. I think we're going to continue to get older. I think depending on who you talk to, it's between 83 and 86 years old right now. I think that's lagging. I think we're going to be close to 90 by the next couple of years. And I know so many more people in their 70s still working, still playing golf, still playing softball, tennis. We're so active here in Hawaii. And I've always been a big advocate of long-term care insurance because we're going to need that. We're really going to need that. But for a lot of people, and you've dealt with so many insurance agents in your career, one of the things I find is that they either say it's too expensive or takes too long for them to sell the product. What do you see on that?
I have heard the same thing. I think there's also a concern about what to sell and is there a comfort level with what they're selling. And that's why it's important to either work with somebody who does a lot of long-term care planning or to get the education that you need yourself to be able to discern for your client what the best solution is for them. It takes time, like life insurance planning takes time, but it's going to be as important down the road. When a family has a death, I've always made the analogy that it's like a Band-Aid gets ripped off and it hurts really bad, but that gets better with time. With long-term care, it's different. It's like peeling a Band-Aid off very, very slowly because the pain goes on and on and on and on. And it can be devastating for the loved ones, even more so than the person that needs care.
That's so true. And that's why, you know, I love your statement. This quote was it from you or was it from somebody else regarding the plan? The quote was, the policy is not the plan. The policy pays for the plan. What do you mean by that?
Harley Gordon made that remark some time ago. Harley is the founder of the CLTC, which is a designation for financial professionals in long-term care planning. And he's absolutely right. The policy is not the plan necessarily. The plan is the plan. Some people won't be able to qualify to purchase a policy, an insurance vehicle, be it a traditional policy or a hybrid life long-term care policy. Their health may not allow them to purchase something. So you have to have an alternative plan. But all financial planners should be having the discussion with their client so that they know when the time comes and the kids call, because it's not going to be the client that calls. It's going to be a son or a daughter. It's going to be a brother or a sister, and they're going to be in crisis mode. It's important to know what the plan is, or things go sideways very, very quickly.
Yeah, that's what we see quite a bit. I talk to every family when I meet, whether it's for the reverse mortgage or for consultation for caregiving or placement or just what to do with mom and dad. One of the first things we talk about, do you have a plan in place? And that's so critical. And I only do the reverse mortgage, so I have to refer out any other information. But it's so important to get the families to understand that it's coming, it's here. And if you're calling when your mom's in a hospital saying, you know, mom's going to be discharged, go on rehab in 3 days, and then we're going to find out where we're going to place her after rehab, and they can't take off work, that means they haven't created a plan.
That's right. And when we're in crisis mode, we don't make good decisions. You know, if you don't have a roadmap, any road will get you there. But it may not be the most efficient. It's certainly not going to be the least expensive. And you aren't going to be sure that what you're doing is what everybody wants. You also have an unusual situation in the islands that many of your youngsters come to the mainland for work. So the other thing that happens with a family that doesn't have a plan is the one child that's left to make the decisions, the others may not agree because they're not there to see what's really going on. Now you've got angst within the family. So by having a plan, you keep your children close by keeping them informed. And everybody knows this is what mom and dad want, so this is what we're going to do. You take the responsibility off of one and let them know that this is what they planned to do. Now, that child is no longer blamed by the others. I've seen complete families fall apart because of this issue.
Oh, yeah, fall apart, have very, very serious discussions where they can't agree. Family bring in attorneys. I was involved recently with a case where all three of the girls of the children were taken out of the caregiving picture. They have hired an outside consultant, court ordered, by the way. They were suing each other. Court ordered saying, listen, we're going to have a mediator. The mediator is going to discuss your long-term care plan. I just found out yesterday that they have hired a nonprofit to handle this, the care of mom. Without any regard to or any input from the family because they couldn't agree. And that was a mediation involved because of they're fighting over money.
And that happens all the time, Percy.
Yeah, well, when it's somebody that you're friends with and you see on a firsthand basis, hear the story, it's just saddening to see this going on. So we do sessions with the Bar Association. We talk to attorneys every month about aging issues, and it's something that we just really need to understand what's here, what's coming, what's going to happen to your families, people that you know, and it's really, really important to explain to people. You spend more time planning a vacation to Vegas than you do planning your long-term care plan.
It's so true, and you know, as a financial planner, it's imperative to have a plan in place so that you don't get the telephone call when the market's down from the spouse telling you we have to liquidate our portfolio because I can no longer pay for my husband's care. Okay. Where do we start? You don't know if today the market's up or the market's down. Oh my gosh, this might not be the right timing, but it is what it is, and money is going to be necessary.
Well, when I talk to families about long-term care, they say, well, they couldn't qualify for long-term care or they couldn't afford it. I said, well, if you can't afford long-term care insurance, how are you going to afford long-term care?
Right.
You know, let's say it's 10 or 20 cents on a dollar for long-term care insurance. You want to pay dollar for dollar or 10 or 20 cents on a dollar? You choose. Well, we may not need that. Well, I tell people, but the chances of you needing some form of long-term care is about 70% and higher for men. But there's a new word that people are using now called extended care in the industry. Explain what extended care is.
It's the same thing. The the reason for the shift is because when I say long-term care, even after 30 years of doing this, people still envision a nursing home. Most of us will never be in a nursing home. They've become outpatient hospitals.
Right.
When we say extended care, we're trying to soften things to create a paradigm shift in your mind to see being at home and getting help, bathing and dressing, the things that really make up what long-term care really is. It's extended care for the things we take for granted.
Right. Because
mom and dad may be perfectly physically capable, but they need somebody there in case something goes wrong, because cognitively they've gotten a little bit goofier. And that's why we're trying to create that paradigm shift in visually away from that nursing home perception, because nothing could be further from reality. With a long-term care plan, most likely you'll just stay in your own home.
Yeah, well, what's the figure? I think only 10% of the population can come into a long-term care bed, because that's all the beds we have.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, and nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities, have become rehab facilities. If you ever end up in any type of facility, probably just assisted living, you'll never, ever get to a nursing home.
Right. I want to jump around here. You have a slide here, characteristics of an individual buyer of long-term care insurance. Has the age shifted in the recent years?
Yes, very much so. 30 years ago, the average buyer was 68 years old. Today, the average buyer, yourself included, 59 years old.
Wow.
58 years old. And that's because we, as baby boomers in that age range, are seeing what's happening with our parents. But I'll also throw this out for food for thought. We're getting closer to the holidays. I, for the last 35 years, have told people, what do your adult kids need that are going to college? I'd buy them a long-term care policy. I bought my son one when he was 25 years old. I pay $500 a year.
Wow.
And I don't know about everybody out there, but in my experience, kids in college do stupid things.
Yeah, they do. I've been thinking about that when my son goes to college.
Yes. Yes, there are policies available at age 18.
I never thought about that.
I would seriously consider it, because, you know, if I paid Michael's premium for the next 100 years, it would be less than, God forbid, 1 year in assisted living would have cost me when he was 25.
Right, right. Since you're a long-term care insurance expert, can you talk a little bit about these hybrid plans and what that is? Why are they getting more popular?
The hybrid policies came from the Pension Protection Act legislation, which changed the tax treatment of certain insurance policies. So we now, since actually 2000, January, we have the ability to not only have traditional long-term care insurance policies where it's like your homeowner's insurance. You buy it, you pay for it, and if you're one of the lucky ones and you drop dead, you never used it. But there's nothing that comes back to you. So when the Pension Protection Act passed, we had the ability to create these hybrid policies. So we have policies that are long-term care with life insurance, and we've got policies that are life insurance with long-term care riders. And really what's appropriate is, what is the bigger need? Do you need to do the planning for long-term care with a little bit of life insurance, guaranteed final expense insurance, sort of, if you use all the benefits inside of it for long-term care? Or is the bigger need life insurance with a little bit of long-term care? So somebody who can afford to self-fund a great portion of their own long-term care, but they want the bigger death benefit. They combine the two things so that It's a guaranteed premium that can never change. There can be growth, cash value inside these products that you could surrender and take the cash out if you needed to. So they're very flexible and they're very, very popular. I get the question all the time, well, what's the right thing for my client? And it really comes back to what is the biggest need? Because a traditional long-term care insurance policy does not have a guaranteed premium, but it's going to be the cheapest way to fund your long-term care plan. But if you want a guaranteed premium and you want to be sure that there's some money there if you die, then you should look at the other options. And then what's more important? Is it long-term care or is it life insurance? And for people who can't qualify for any of those things, because you have to qualify with your health, you have to go through what's called underwriting, then there are other products like annuities with long-term care riders. So there's tremendous opportunity for planning and for financial planners to do what's best for their client and make sure that everybody's protected down the road.
Yeah, that's such a good explanation of that. And I think I didn't realize my long-term care, my life insurance does have that rider as well. Mm-hmm. My plan insurance agent might have told me about it, but never crossed my mind at 42 years old, you know. When I bought it, but I'm glad that it's on there. Can you explain to our audience that's listening the difference between acute care and chronic care?
Yes, this is another misperception when we talk about long-term care planning. Many people are under the assumption that Medicare pays for it because they think it's for old people and everybody gets Medicare. Well, Medicare was designed back in the 60s as a health insurance product for people 65 and older and some other folks that qualify, depending on things. But it's for health insurance. And health insurance, back in the 60s, health insurance was designed for acute care. So if you go and break your arm, that's an acute problem. We can take you to the hospital, put it in a cast, and it will recover. That's what health insurance pays for, which includes Medicare, HealthNet, Humana, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, TRICARE, whatever your health insurance is, that's what it covers is acute care, things that will get better, that will improve. What it doesn't pay for is chronic care. Chronic care is when something begins to change and it's not going to get better. Bathing, dressing, toileting, transferring, maintaining your continence or feeding yourself. When things like that begin to slip, they generally don't get better. That's where chronic care comes in, and it's what long-term care was designed in the late 80s to take care of. And the reason it wasn't designed in the 60s was because in the 60s, we lived to maybe, well, you retired at 65, you carried your golf clubs for 2 years, and you had the decency to drop dead.
Right.
You know, today, we live a lot longer than ever before. And so in the late 80s, we began to see this problem and designed chronic care insurance, care for the long-term insurance, or extended care insurance, which is long-term care planning. The other thing that it covers is people who, because back in the 60s, we didn't develop all the different dementias that we're now getting because we're living long enough to get them. There's Alzheimer's, there's vascular deterioration, where your carotid arteries become clogged. You know, for many, 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 many reasons, because we're living long enough, the brain is aging, and we become cognitively impaired. Physically, we may be fine, but we're not, and that doesn't get better. So that's what chronic care takes care of.
Good explanation. Now, let me ask you this. We have about 5 minutes left. A couple things. If somebody's looking at long-term care insurance, you know, you, check around town. You can give me a call or email me. We have some financial people in the magazine. And then you can go to the FPAHawaii.org. FPAHawaii.org is the Financial Planners Association of Hawaii. You can find planners on there. Ask your friends, ask your neighbors, ask your attorney, ask your CPA. They may know people that sell long-term care insurance. But Cindy, you made a good point. You need to talk to somebody that sells a lot of long-term care insurance, because if there are a lot of people that don't sell a lot, and those people don't have the experience or the knowledge of the different programs out there, let alone what you need to have.
That's right. And a very easy way to tell if they have taken the time and studied the problem and understand the options is, do they have the CLTC designation? Because that tells you that they've gone through a very intense training that really gives them all the options for planning and explains everything they need to know. I also recognize many financial planners cannot do everything, but they, if you have one, they may have an affiliation with someone who has the designation,
right,
or who has done extensive training to really know what they're doing. Because that's an excellent point, Percy. You want to work with the right person. You want to purchase what's best for you.
Yeah.
Because all shoes don't fit all feet.
So certification for long-term care is somebody that has taken a rigorous course to study the different options of long-term care, understands how long-term care works. And actually, Cindy is coming to Hawaii September 24th, 25th, I believe, this month, in a couple of weeks, to teach a class on the CLTC designation. So I'm actually attending the class. I still need to sign up, Cindy. But it's going to be a small group. It'll be a great way for you to learn in, 2 days, really a lot about long-term care, nationally, also locally. If you want more information on that, you can contact me, Percy, at generations808.com. Is your CLT website have the Hawaii location, Cindy? Do you know?
Yes, it does. All they have to do is go on CLTC.com, and they can register for the class. We are able to give a 25% discount as well because of the affiliation Percy gave us with the NAFA chapter there in Hawaii.
Yeah, and it'll be right in Ala Moana Pacific Building. It'd be, 8 to 5 o'clock every day?
Yes.
It's a long class, guys, but it's definitely, if you're looking for long-term care insurance, find out if that financial advisor has a CLTC designation, because like Cindy said, a lot of great planners out there, but a lot of them do not specialize in long-term care. Very important question to ask your planner. But anyway, any last thoughts, Cindy, before I have to hang up here?
Thank you so much, Percy, for inviting me on my birthday.
I know. I saw that. I wish you a happy birthday, by the way, on social media.
Thank you. I haven't had yet chance to look.
Oh.
I look forward to seeing all of you that can come and join us in 2 weeks and learn more about this very important subject. Thanks so much, Percy.
Yeah, thank you, Cindy. Have a great week and happy birthday, and say hello to your hubby there.
I will.
I appreciate
Take
it.
Care.
So as always, everybody, it's been a great weekend. Talk to your family this holiday season. Find out what's important to you. And as always, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.